It's time for high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Today's game is brought to you by
The Craft Agency, The Collector Zone, American Title Company, The Protection Center, OmniSource, White's Restaurant and Catering, Tom Coffee Softwater, Northwest Community Schools, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Able Heating and Cooling, Jackson Public Schools, Denny's, Corrigan Oil Express Stops by BP and Marathon, Billy White Roofing, Penn Chiropractic, Lumen Christi Catholic School, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, Alro Steel, Orthopedic Rehab Specialists, Will Be Transit Mix, Jackson YMCA, Seymour Ford Lincoln, County National Bank, and Jackson Area Subways with our Player of the Game.
High school football live on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com. Now, here's GOC and Ratch.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to high school football. It's another night of activity here on 970 and 101.5 FM. We're back at Lumen Christi. I think you can hear the band striking up. Another beautiful night. And Northwest in town, Tom.
It is a beautiful night, and it's a great setting here at Lumen Christi High School on the James C. Crowley Memorial Field. It's homecoming tonight for the Titans. It usually means a little bit more for the kids in the crowd. The coaches go crazy. They don't want anything to do with homecoming because they think it detracts away from the game by the kids. But I have a sneaking suspicion that that's not going to bother the Titans tonight. After losing last week to Harper Creek in overtime by the score of 22-21, I just can't imagine them not being focused completely on the task at hand, which is beating Northwest tonight. We saw Northwest 2 weeks ago at home against the same Harper Creek Beavers, and Northwest took it on the chin 48-14 to let's face it, an excellent Harper Creek team that's now 3-0 and on top of the Interstate 8. And as things shake out, I would suspect Harper Creek might be able to run that entire league. Possibly Coldwater or Marshall will beat them, but I can't imagine anybody else giving them a game. And the same thing with Lumen Christi. I would imagine they would be able to go through the rest of the league with just that one loss, with the exception of next week against Marshall at Albion College, and in 2 weeks down at Coldwater. So they've got a real tough couple of weeks of back-to-back games in the league, and they're both on the road. But the task at hand, as I said tonight, is the Northwest Mounties. They took it on the chin last week to Hastings. They got beat 50. They gave up 50 points to Hastings and lost 50-28 under new head coach Adam Grabauskas. And you know, I've asked the question, why would he leave a very successful program at Elkton Pigeon Bayport Laker, where he was a playoff team many, many times. I think 9 times in his career there they went to the playoffs. And he had a good run at Central Lake to come to try to turn Northwest around.
Well, big challenge, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and if you can do it, then you can write your ticket and go anywhere else. And that's the problem at some place like Northwest, because if he does turn it around, he can go anywhere. And he was not going to stick around too long there. That's normally what happens in places like this.
We're about 8 minutes or so away from the start. 3-minute break. We'll be back with more on the pregame. 970 WKHM 101.5 FM.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Will Be Transit Mix, family owned for 5 generations. Jackson's only locally owned ready mix concrete supplier. Will Be Transit Mix sells professional concrete tools and tools for the do-it-yourselfer too. Will Be Transit Mix is a Stonecraft and Dutch quality dealer. They offer a huge variety of cultured stone and have a fully stocked block yard with bagged masonry products. Need driveway gravel? They have it. And other aggregates for delivery or pickup. Will Be Transit Mix, online at willbetransitmix.com.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics. Featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting. With hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics, they can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metals outlet.
School is back in session, which means kids will be swarming the streets walking to school and crowding the corners waiting for the bus. It also means that we've got to be careful driving through school zones. Drive extra slow and stay alert for children crossing the street. If you approach a bus stop where kids are loading or unloading, stop and wait for the bus to begin moving again. Then keep a lookout for kids walking along the road. Together we can make this school year a safe school year. This message brought to you by the American Title Company.
The Kraft Agency, your local auto owner's agent, doesn't need a mascot to take care of your insurance. They're more interested in getting to know you so they can understand exactly what you need. By having a local Jackson office, they're easy to meet with and are willing to explain your best options and answer any questions. So remember, when it comes to taking care of your family, don't fall for the gimmicks. Just call the Kraft Agency or visit them online at thekraftagency.com. Your local auto owner's agent.
The Jackson YMCA Paragon After School Program takes place at Paragon Charter Academy and helps kids engage in physical activity and learning activities, all while encouraging exploration of who they are and what they can achieve. Kids will participate in activities that help make friends and build character by using the Y's core values of honesty, caring, respect, and responsibility. Homework help will also be available every day. For more information, go to jacksonymca.org.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
With Tom Ranchard, Greg O'Connor, Josh Ankrell here tonight. Another nice night, almost a little warm on the warm side here.
Inside here, it certainly is.
But it'll cool down once the sun goes down here at 7:49. Two teams trickling back out. We'll have the anthem here in a second as we roll to the kickoff. You mentioned Tom Lumen, a pretty tough stretch after this with Marshall and Coldwater both on the road. Those were big tests.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. The Marshall game next week is at Albion College. It's Marshall's home game. And then in 2 weeks at Coldwater, they're both very good. Tonight, Marshall is playing Battle Creek Penfield. They're 0-3, but Western's at Coldwater, and we'll be getting scores throughout the evening of that game. Western took their first loss last week. They're 2-1, and Coldwater is moving along very nicely at 3-0.
This is a kind of a David and Goliath scenario here, and I'm just racking my brain. How could Northwest hang in this game? And I think you hit it right on the head. Really, the only way is if Lumen's not ready to go.
That's probably it. And it's homecoming, and there's a lot of kids think of different things. But I do think that that loss last week may have been an eye-opener for them. You know, the coaches went to work immediately on them mentally, maybe not necessarily physically, but mentally. And, you know, this is the 29th meeting between these two schools, and Lumen Christi is 28-0. And sometimes, you know, sometimes that's a problem because you think, yeah, okay, let's just come out here and go through the motions. And
closing in on the kickoff, three break, and we'll be back with tonight's opening kickoff. Mounties Titans coming up on 970, 101.5 FM.
This is Brad Bullinger, fourth generation of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the Jackson community for their continued support over the past 70 years. As a proud Jackson resident, I look forward to serving you for all of your heating and cooling needs, and will strive to carry on the family tradition for years to come. Please give us a call at 784-6149 or visit our website at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
Legacy Dry Cleaners offers an extended list of cleaning services, repairs, and alterations to ensure the perfect treatment and fit for your textiles. Eco-friendly dry cleaning, blanket and comforter cleaning, UGG boot cleaning, waterproofing. And Legacy Dry Cleaners has an exclusive offer for new customers. Right now, receive $5 off your second order. For a full list of pricing and service, visit LegacyDryCleaner.com. Legacy Dry Cleaners at the corner of Robinson and McCain Road, across from West Winds Church.
Hello, this is Jeff Beal. As a JPS grad and a father of five children attending Jackson Public Schools, I know the opportunities a JPS education can bring. With several options to choose from, including a K-4 Montessori program and the county's only K-8 IB curriculum, your student is sure to get the right start. Our high school offers 13 unique AP courses with the county's most advanced math and science options. And this fall, we'll be offering Mandarin Chinese. At JPS, we are building the future workforce of Jackson. Jackson Public Schools, academic excellence, workforce readiness, and lifelong learning. Enroll today at jpsk12.org.
Does your roof need attention because of bad leaking or damage from severe weather? Turn to the experts at Billy White Roofing. With 22 years of experience, Billy White Roofing provides top-notch guaranteed roof construction, restoration, and leak damage repair for residential homes and commercial buildings. Billy White Roofing, online at billywhiteroofing.com or call Billy White Roofing today at 517-784-0463. That number again, 517-784-0463. Billy White Roofing, the roofing experts.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event. From weddings to holiday parties, White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pick or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
This is Jeff Bondrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2017 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
To GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back to Spring Arbor Road. Next week we'll be over at Withington, Jackson High, Lansing, Sexton. Vikings got a big road game tonight, Tom.
Yeah, East Lansing hasn't really been playing very well. They're 1-2. Jackson is...
So a winnable game.
Yeah, Jackson's had a couple of one-point losses. Let's look at it that way. And it's always tough going up to Lindsey Adams Stadium at East Lansing. There's a couple of places up there. I still say the ghost of Irvin Johnson haunts Lansing Everett. But that doggone Adams Stadium in East Lansing up there on Burcham is also a snake pit, a house of horrors for Jackson over the years.
I have fond memories of the night we went up there. How many years ago was that?
Not many.
10, 12 years ago, and Jackson won up there.
Yeah, not
kind of a shocker.
Yep. I also have a memory of Krawczak and I driving up there to do a game 20 years ago, and we drove through the homecoming parade to get to the press box.
Lumen will kick. Go from your right to your left. Homecoming tonight at Lumen Christi. Little short Pucci kick, and it rolls around, picked up at the 20. 25, and out near the 30-yard line. That's Brandon Bostwick for Northwest. And a Titan shaken up there, limping. Noah Page limping off the field on the kick team.
He was in on that initial tackle.
So just underway, Northwest, 29-yard line on first down. Ryan Crowley at quarterback, and they run for maybe a yard. That's Elijah Etman or Eatman.
I think it's
for
a
French-speaking audience.
It could be Eatman. Nick Thomas down, he slid in and made the tackle. One of the linebackers right up the middle. Hole closed up pretty quick, just a gain of one. And it'll be second down and 10 for Northwest.
On second down and 9. Second back. Eatman again, and he has maybe 2 yards out to the 32-yard line.
Nothing going again right up the middle. Sam Meisner amongst others at the bottom of the pile for Lumen Christi.
Ethan Miller off the bottom for the Titans. Meisner, Miller, Sullivan, White. Nick Thomas up there. He's a safety. He's really almost a linebacker, and he blitzes off the side. Northwest gets a first down on a quick pass to the flat. Nice pass.
Ball was caught by Bostwick and Luke Stanton. That corner over there might even be an outside linebacker slipped. And when he slipped and went to the turf, that allowed Bostwick to get a Northwest first down.
And a first down for the Mounties. Surprise teams don't do that more often. That almost impossible to defend.
It is. You just got to make sure you make the tackle right after the catch.
Right. Bad snap. Crowley picks it up. It's caught for about 2 yards.
See, like that.
He flipped it out to Karan Shearer.
And Shearer caught the ball, but he was tackled almost immediately. They gave him about a yard and a half or so. So that's not the worst thing that could happen. Lumen Christi was right there. These plays are designed the way they're playing defense. Northwest will be able to catch the ball. But yeah, on the first one, Stanton fell. The tackler this time was right there, and he closed down, and he made the play.
Little quick throws, though, Tom, giving Crowley a little bit of confidence
well,
here.
Well, Crowley even had to pick that ball up off the ground because the snap rolled.
Did a nice job there. Go to Eatman again, and nothing doing there. He probably lost a yard back to the 45-yard line. Third down and almost 9 here for Northwest. And they don't want to be in that situation. Third and 9. Not a winner against these guys. Meisner in. And Dayton Keller trickles to the bench. Crowley's going to run it. And he is not going anywhere. Tremendous pursuit by Kyle Minder.
That was. Minder came from the middle linebacker position all the way to the numbers and threw Crowley for a loss of about 5 yards. And the thing is, the cornerback, outside linebacker type kid there, who is Nick Thomas, who has contained, Thomas got turned around. And if Crowley could have gotten a step, he could have went a long way. But Minder came out of nowhere and made that tackle.
Fourth down, about 14 for Northwest. And they have to take a timeout as the Mounties. They did have 11 on the field.
Yeah, but he came on real, real late, and they were messed up. So you may as well take the timeout.
Quick break here, 30 break. We're right back with the punt on 970 101.5 FM.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
To GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Bostwick back to kick. Kind of a rugby stall. Oh, man, this kick is out of bounds near midfield. That went nowhere. Going to mark it at the 46-yard line. That was ugly. It was about 12 yards, Tom.
Yeah, you're in a hole anyway, and then to have a punt only go that far, it didn't even pass the line to gain marker. So Lumen Christi, no score in this game with 8:43 to go in the first quarter, takes over for the first time at their own 46.
Troy Kucha, the quarterback, out of the I formation. They pitch to Tolan. breaks the tackle into the secondary. First down all the way to the Northwest 41.
Unbalanced formation for Luma Christie. I don't know if Northwest adjusted to it.
13 yards on first down for Sebastian Tolan. And he continues to rack up the yards for the Titans. We're 8.5 to go in the first. No score, just underway. Tolan again off the left side, and he's stuffed up. Good job by the Mounties. And a flag into the middle of the pile. Mounties held stout there in the middle with Josh O'Neill was one of them there.
And it's a 5-yard face mask call against Northwest.
Five-yard mask call from the point of the foul, and Lumen has a first and about two. Pretty good turnout for this homecoming tilt here tonight. Kucha back to throw. He's got a man wide open. And that's Dayton Keller.
And that was missing from last week's game, Greg. We talked about it at length. Both tight ends, Cam White, Dayton Keller, are really pretty good, and they really didn't get the football last week. So you can see that that was a point of emphasis by the Titans to be able to do that. It was first down and about a yard or two deep in Northwest territory, so they really had nothing to lose there. Got him wide open. Actually, a couple of kids were open. And Kucha hit Keller, nice gain, all the way down to the Northwest 15.
From the 15-yard line, Ben Pelletier, the center. Tolan slips a couple tackles. He's down near a first down. Looks like he's just short at about the 6.
Left guard Austin Maynard pulled to the right, and he had a great block, but it was not even really needed as Tolan cut up way inside of that as the Titans on the right side totally cleared out that defensive front for Northwest.
Hunter Denton in at one of the tight ends. Split wide, Cody Callahar. Minder driving. He has a first down, and he has a touchdown. Wow, what a run.
Just right off, it was off left guard Austin Maynard on a straight fullback dive. Oh, they called him down at the 4.
Yeah.
Maybe it's on the 3, but I thought for sure he got to, I didn't hear a whistle. I thought nobody stopped. Thought Maynard got into the end zone. But that's the type of runner he is. He keeps driving.
He does. 10 in the box here for Northwest. You go right back to Minder, and he's down. Looks like a touchdown, no signal. Finally, we get it.
Same play, left fullback over left guard, Austin Maynard. Fullback dive at 6. And with 6:23 to go in the first quarter, Luma Christie takes an early 6-0 lead.
Titans make it look pretty easy there. Colleen McDonald for the extra point. That is up and good. 7-0 Lumen. We're back in a minute. A 970 1015 FM.
We have Dr. Penn here for Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, with concussion such a hot topic of discussion in sports today, where does the work you do fit in?
Well, imagine the force generated to cause a head trauma resulting in a concussion. Now imagine those same forces being transmitted to the neck. That's right. Head trauma causes stress to the spine and nerve system, and chiropractic adjustments take pressure off the nerve system and help speed the natural healing powers of the body.
Go to DocPen.com to learn more and download your gift certificate to schedule a consultation and exam.
Legacy Dry Cleaners offers an extended list of cleaning services, repairs, and alterations to ensure the perfect treatment and fit for your textiles. Eco-friendly dry cleaning, blanket and comforter cleaning, UGG boot cleaning, waterproofing. And Legacy Dry Cleaners has an exclusive offer for new customers. Right now, receive $5 off your second order. For a full list of pricing and service, visit LegacyDryCleaner.com. Legacy Dry Cleaners at the corner of Robinson and McCain Road, across from Westwinds Church.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
With Ratch and Josh Ankrell, here's a run back, just a short kick. And they get a good field position out at the 37-yard line. As they picked up the short kick, and Northwest at their own 37 with Ryan Crowley, the senior, 6'1", 185 at QB. He's hit three passes here early, but really no ground attack so far for the Mounties. Play action, back to throw, flips it out and dropped. Harry Moore was there. And you got to catch it before you run with it. And that was dropped, second down and 10. And you just have to make that catch. I can't think of any excuse for dropping that ball.
Of course, Harry's a Jackson High transfer that went to Northwest.
From the 37, they run a little flanker around. Get some yardage out over the 40 to the 41.
Bostwick got drilled by Giovanni Siciliano, the right corner over on the other side, and somebody else was underneath. I think Dayton Keller was down there too.
Neither one of those guys are very big. We'll give them 5 yards. Third down and 5 for Northwest from the 42. Titans up 7-0 here early. Low snap again. Crowley gets rid of it, and that's incomplete. Intended for Bostwick down the sideline. Good coverage by the Titans, and that'll bring up another fourth here for Northwest. Mounties won their opener against Eaton Rapids, then got hammered by Harper Creek. And really shocked how bad they got beat by Hastings last week.
I was too. Giving up 50 to them.
Fourth and 5. They run some players on late. There's movement. Both sides of the line jumping. And that will cost them 5 yards.
I don't know what Northwest was trying to do there. They were trying to snap down into a...
Well, first of all, you didn't have 11 on the field.
Yeah. Hey, early score in the Cascades Conference, Greg. Addison has taken a 16-8 lead over Napoleon with 8:47 to go in the first quarter. That's 3 touchdowns in a few minutes.
Here's the punt and the run back for Lumen, Bobby Willis. And he's hammered at the 33. Good coverage by the Mounties for Northwest. Josh O'Neill makes another tackle for the Mounties.
Can you imagine that? 3 touchdowns in the first 2 minutes and 23 seconds?
It's rugged. Well, that's Addison, the game of the night in the Cascades.
No, Addison has had a resurgency under Josh Lindeman. It's taken him a few years, but certainly he's got things going a little bit. And Napoleon's played very well. They played here on this field in the regional final a year ago after winning the district.
First down, back to throw, Kucha. Wide open out of the backfield, Tolan. Good cut, he's up to the 50 and into Northwest territory, 48-yard line.
Sebastian Tolan ran from the halfback spot. He just ran up the left sideline and there wasn't a soul anywhere.
Nobody
from Northwest jumped the receiver. That can't happen.
No corner, no safety, no linebacker, nobody home. for Northwest.
They're actually lucky that somebody made got over and made a tackle.
First down at the 48. Play action again. Cooch's pass deflected and almost intercepted.
Jamal Case, the big kid, number 9, over there on that left defensive end for Northwest, got his big hand up in the air and batted that ball.
Karan Shearer had a chance, a diving attempt at the pickoff. Second down and 10.
That's the way the ball bounces sometimes. That ball bounced right into an open area that was really, usually there's always somebody in that zone, and there was nobody in that little area right there. Fell harmlessly as an incomplete pass.
And here's Tolan. Good tackle. That was Shearer again on the play. If he doesn't make that tackle, Tolan had a lot of room.
Yeah, because he doesn't need a whole lot either once he gets a step and gets going.
Yeah, he can shake.
So Ian Williams has to come out, and he's replaced by Tyler Bolin. His helmet was off, and once the helmet comes off, it's going to cost you a play.
Third down and 6 for the Titans. 4:15 to go, 7-0 Lumen here in the first. Double wides, far side of the field, eye in the backfield. They pitch to Tolan. Good play by Northwest. Off the corner, Connor Shearer again.
4 or 5 tackles already in the early going by Shearer. He's a good-sized kid. They've got him listed as 6'1 and 215 pounds.
Textbook tackle, 4th down and 4. And Lumen will kick here. Sam Meisner stands back near his 45-yard line. A lot of time to crank it up. They fumble, and Lumen had it, lost it. It's still loose. Looks like Lumen's all over it. I don't even see a Northwest player there.
Bostwick fumbled a fair catch, and 2 Lumen Christie players had straight shots at it.
Titans get it.
And I'm not sure it ended up in the hands of either of the first 2. It was one of the tackles that could have had it, Tyler Bolin, and then I think it was Cody Kalahar went through his hands and ended up in the hands of a 3rd kid.
Might have been Luke Stanton, or 66 was there also.
Ian Williams.
Like you said, there was about 5 kids there.
Yeah. Well, Northwest didn't need to give them that break.
No. And Mender drives down to the 15-yard line. Jamal Case made the stop.
Case had a good game a couple of weeks ago when we saw them against Harper Creek.
Weren't many good ones there. 2nd, 7 from the 16. Kucha, play action rolling right. 2 men open, 3 men open. Mender catches it for a 1st down.
Well, and that's what happens. You run Mender, the fullback, on that shallow out. You ran the tight end, which was Dayton Keller, on that drag. And then the outside receiver ran to the flag deep into the end zone. It's textbook Lumen Christie trap pass, this time to the right instead of the left. And Kucha caught. He hit Mender, and Mender got down to the 3-yard line.
1st and goal, Lumen. They're up 7-0 here with 2:23 to go in the first. Out near the goal.
Mender with the carry.
But they're not going to give it to him. He's right on the goal line.
Boy, he is right. He is right on the goal line. That can't be an inch.
Clock runs, 1:45 to go. Minder again, touchdown. Right over Ben Pelletier, Austin Maynard, Big Ian Williams, and a gift touchdown for Lumen after the botch punt return by Northwest.
Yeah, the Titans are good enough. You can't just give it to them, and that's what Northwest did. So Colleen McDonald out to kick the extra point. And she drilled that one. Yeah, and that's good to see because that's real good to see because she had that field goal attempt last week that barely got to the crossbar, and both of her PATs so far this evening have gone right through back into the student section.
Back on 101.5 FM.
Forget what you know about fours, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. Four dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor-forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the shareable turtle sundae. And don't forget about all-you-can-eat pancakes and the Everyday Value Slam. They're delicious, times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2-4-6-8 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Orthopedic rehab specialist Jackson's Choice for physical therapy and sports medicine for 30 years offers the ORS Fieldhouse Community and Event Center for your summer activities. At the ORS Fieldhouse, we offer batting cages, pitching lessons, court rentals, bubble soccer, summer leagues, and space for your next community event. The ORS Fieldhouse features the Total Performance Training Center, providing coaching and instruction to reach your goals, whether you're a recreational, college, or professional athlete. Visit our page at orsmi.com for more information.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
And didn't even try to run with it that time. He just took it and just covered it up and didn't risk anything. So Northwest takes over first and 10 at their own 28.
With Rank, another bad snap. Crowley picks it up off the turf and just throws it out of bounds. That's about four bad snaps on the shotgun.
Yeah, that's something that absolutely has to be corrected. If you can't get that shotgun snap to the quarterback, just get him back under center and make a direct snap to him. You can't get anything going this way.
County National Bank, American Title, Protection Center, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Elrose Steel, Wilby Transit. And here's Crowley on a quarterback keeper, but that doesn't get much, maybe 2 yards.
Yeah, that's not going to do it either. I can't tell you how many. There was probably six Lumen Christi kids. And you know how they gang tackle. They're there. They're hungry.
And it's third and long, third and nine for Northwest. Titans up 14-0 here. Last minute of the first. And this pass is deflected at the line, knocked down. And that's going to bring up fourth and long again for Northwest. And a long night is underway for the Mounties.
And remember the last kick that was made, actually the first one, only went a few yards. I think he was trying to kick it away from Willis.
Logan Young this time back to kick. Low kick, and that goes out of bounds near midfield. That was not pretty.
Well, the one good thing you can say about that is it does, when you kick it out of bounds like that on a punt, you're going to minimize the damage of a punt return.
Well, yeah, there's no return, but their last two kicks are 12 and 21 yards. And Lumen has it at their own 47. First down at the 47. Kucha has one running back, and that is Sebastian Tolan. Fake to Tolan, back to throw it. Kucha fires, wide open again. Caught on the sideline, Sam Meisner, first down.
Thomas Sambert ran the streak, and then Meisner ran the little bench route just behind him. Northwest, obviously, they had to take Sambert, the deep man, allowing Meisner to break open just over the 40-yard line where he catches the ball, and a first down for Lumen Christi.
About a 12, 13-yard pickup there. Kucha getting a throwing workout here. Now, Lumen had no aerial game last week. Harper Creek really did a terrific job downfield and in the secondary. Tolan runs away from the tackler, breaks another one, and cuts down the middle. Again, what a cut! Another one! Touchdown! Spectacular touchdown run by Sebastian Tolan.
He eluded at least four tackles by Northwest. Not break tackles, he eluded them in the open field where he was able to, as I mentioned last week, he plants and pivots as well as anybody. And when he was able to do that, he faked a couple of those Northwest kids right to the ground. And that's what a 39-yard touchdown with 9 seconds to go in the first quarter by Sebastian Tolan to give the Titans a 20-0 lead.
Uh-oh. The kick is shanked. And it's 20-0. Back in 30 seconds on 970 1015 FM.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle. Get a 2017 Ford Focus SE, stock number 49898, easy plan purchase, $14,348.48, plus tax, title, license, and fees. All factory rebased to dealer. See dealer for details. Offer expires October 2nd, 2017. For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Hey, we're back here. Good run back by Northwest out over the 40. 43-yard line, and they have a first down there. Good field position, but you're down 20. What a run. That was. You're hoping some scouts are in the building when you make a run like that. That was unreal. From the 43. Crowley hands up. Big hit there. That'll end the quarter. Ouch. That had to be Mender, and it was off the bottom. Tremendous hitter. 20-0. Back in a minute. Second quarter is next. 970, 101.5 FM.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance protects over 2.5 million properties? Well, over 400 of those properties are bakeries, and because their claims are handled quickly, they're able to focus on what they do best, which is very important to cookie connoisseur Cody Howell.
More cookies, please.
Auto owners insurance. The no problem people.
Call Carmela Clintworth, Steve Mazarek, Nikki Devers, or Vicki Topa at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
20-0. All Lumen in the first quarter. Here we go, second quarter. Crowley out of that gun. Another ground ball snap. And Crowley made about 2 yards out of another bad snap. I don't know how you can continue doing. You got to get up under center if you can't snap it.
Yeah, and Minder and Meisner again on the tackle for Lumen Christi. So now, again, Northwest real quick is looking at third down and almost 10.
Send double wides on each side. Crowley back to throw. Get away from the rush, throws it long, and that is knocked away by Luke Stanton right there with the intended receiver, Shearer.
I'm also glad that the officials are now instructed, as ruled, to let those kids play a little bit. They both pushed each other as the ball went up in the air. Gives a little bit of chance back to the defense as these offenses have become very much pass-oriented.
Fourth and 9. Lumines Willis and Thomas back. A whistle at the snap. Time out of town.
End of the first quarter up at East Lansing. Jackson High trails East Lansing 7-3. At the end of the first quarter in Coldwater, it's Coldwater and Western tied at 7. Last score in the Cascades battle between Addison and Napoleon was very early in the game. Addison was leading Napoleon 16-8. And it was end of the first quarter, Leslie leads Stockbridge 14-0. Now in the Jackson High game, Jackson does have the ball. They're down 7-3 as the second quarter starts. But they do have the ball down on the East Lansing 10-yard line where it's 3rd and 9. And if anything, they've shown that they can get some points down there on a field goal.
There was a penalty against Lumen. That brings up a 4th and 4 for Northwest, and they're going to go for it here. Crowley roll. Intercepted Bobby Willis down the sideline. And Crowley chased him out of bounds at the 15. Willis stepped right in front of that pass, almost like he was the intended receiver.
Yeah, he grabbed it just short of midfield, just the other side of midfield, and took it all the way down to the 15-yard line. There is a penalty marker on the play, but the official is talking to Lumen Christi. Now everybody's coming back.
Yeah, there was a block right there. And now the other issue we have, you don't know exactly what they're calling Tom on these blindside blocks. They're not using the hands.
Personal foul.
Well, I think it's the blindside block.
Is that the personal foul?
I believe it
signal?
Is. That must have been what they call. Lumen will have a first down. They bring it all the way back to the 48-yard line. Lumen's fuming down there, the coaches. Joe Williams, Herb Brogan. It was Stanton that really torched somebody down there. Kucha back to throw. He lobs it out here. Keller's got it. 20-15, 10-5, touchdown. 52-yard touchdown pass. Keller just outfought the defender. Defender fell down, and Keller had about 30 yards of wide open turf to cruise in for the touchdown, and it's 26.
Brandon Bostwick was the defensive back for Northwest.
He's about 5'8", and Keller's about 6'6".
Yeah, he's a big, big kid, and Ashley Bostwick did a good job defending him, but Keller was bigger and stronger and was able to pull the ball away.
Extra point is up and good. 27-0, back in a minute. 970, 101.5 FM.
OmniSource of Jackson, your neighbors at work for your community. At OmniSource, their Sharing and Caring Committee promotes in-house fundraisers, with the proceeds going to local charities like the Arts and Cultural Alliance, Habitat for Humanity, Junior Achievement, Area Schools, and so many more. OmniSource is a local company that supports our community. OmniSource would like to thank all of their employees and customers for allowing them to contribute to local Jackson charities.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Well, this is a rout, 27-0. Still 11 minutes to go in the second quarter. Short little ground ball kick. Picked up. Oh! What a hit there at the, about the 37. Ouch. Stanton was there with Kamal Harris. And the Mounties will try it again at the 37. Not a wise decision to take that penalty and then go for the first down. I didn't quite follow that one.
You don't have the feeling they're going to move the ball very much anyway.
Well, just kick it and let your defense play a little bit.
You're only going to kick it 10 yards.
Yeah, well, you're right.
I mean, they're having troubles. They're obviously having troubles.
Mounties get a first down here as they throw it out in the flat. Elijah Eatman, 5'8", 225. And he got the first down to the 47. Crowley hands to Eatman. Hit in the backfield. He drags Brogan Sullivan for about 2 yards.
They're basically getting hit at the point of the mesh point between the quarterback and the running back. Lumen Christie is right there just having their way with the offensive line of Northwest.
Second, we'll call it 10, got back to the line of scrimmage. Crowley back to throw, lobs it down the middle, and that is knocked away by Luke Stanton. I think that was Bostwick, the intended receiver. Stanton right with him. And another third and long here for the Mounties of Coach Adam Griboskis. It has not been a pretty first half there for the black and red. Crowley, another low snap. He scoops it up, flares it out here, incomplete. And it's a good thing that ball hit the ground because Lumen had about four players there, including Nick Thomas. Fourth down again, and here comes Logan Young. Thomas and Willis stand back just inside their own 20-yard line.
You know, the worst thing is they haven't even taken a minute.
Good kick. It stays in bounds, and Mounties will kill it at the 15-yard line.
By the time that ball was kicked in the air and down, we have used 1 minute and 4 seconds, and that you've got to possess the ball longer than that.
But when you can't run and can't throw, that presents an issue.
End of the first quarter in the Cascades. It's Michigan Center 35, East Jackson nothing.
Wow. Kucha back to throw it again. Little pop pass caught, first down all the way out near the 30. Kucha threads a needle that time.
I heard your interview this afternoon with East Jackson coach Cody Farrell. Those are tough situations. Michigan Center's had a pretty good thing going for quite a few years now.
Yeah, and East Jackson's got 20 kids.
Yeah, and it wasn't long ago. They didn't even play.
I mean, 2 years ago. First and 10. And Minder drags some tacklers out near the 35-yard line for about 5 yards on first down. Lumen rotates four players in. They have a comfortable 27-0 lead. Kalahar split wide right. Kucha back to throw. Tight end's got it. And that's Keller. Can they get him down? They finally do. That is a pickup of 25 yards. 20 yards for Clayton Keller. And a first down at the Northwest 45-yard line. Pinpoint passing by Troy Kucha.
You know, he improved all last year in... To be honest, last week, what was he, 3 for 8? We just both kind of thought that.
Well, Lumen went to that Kari Willis offense last week. You know, one guy had the ball all the time,
well,
and that was Tolan.
And the other thing was, even when they attempted a pass, we never saw either the tight end. A lot of times those were one receiver routes. So maybe it just took Northwest to get things on track again.
Minder, not much here, a yard or so on first down. The other thing, Tom Harper had all kinds of pressure also on Kucha last week. Tonight he can go back. And
well, exactly. It's the degree of difficulty is certainly different. But kids need this. They need to have the confidence. And if I'm coaching Northwest, Adam Grabowskis, I really don't know what you can do here. Just try to hold them together and get ready to play next week against Coldwater.
Second and 9, and they pitch to Harris. He fumbles, and it looks like Northwest has it. Harris fumbled and picked up by the Mounties. So the Mounties get it back. At their own 39, 7.5 to go. Out of town.
Exchange of touchdowns up at East Lansing in the Jackson High game. East Lansing has now come back and scored. So Jackson took a 9-7 lead, and about 2 minutes later, East Lansing has taken a 14-9 lead over
Jackson. Another bad snap. Oh, Crowley is really drilled. Somebody had him low, and then he took a shot right up under the chin. My number, I don't even have a number 8. Mounties take a timeout, so we'll take a break here. 27-0. Lumen Christi back in a minute. 970, 101.5 FM.
Alro Plastics is a distributor of engineered plastic shapes and has been located in Jackson since 1987. Our product offerings include plastic sheet, rod, tube, and machine parts. Processing capabilities include saw cutting, water jet, routing, milling, drilling, tapping, bending, forming, and welding. Alro Plastics' focus is on helping customers select the proper materials for their application, as well as cutting and shipping the same day the order is placed. Alro Plastics, located at 2218 Enterprise Drive in Jackson, or place an order online at alroplastics.com. Alro, your supermarket for plastics.
Legacy Dry Cleaners offers an extended list of cleaning services, repairs, and alterations to ensure the perfect treatment and fit for your textiles. Eco-friendly dry cleaning, blanket and comforter cleaning, UGG boot cleaning, waterproofing. And Legacy Dry Cleaners has an exclusive offer for new customers. Right now, receive $5 off your second order. For a full list of pricing and service, visit LegacyDryCleaner.com. Legacy Dry Cleaners at the corner of Robinson and McCain Road, across from Westwind's Church.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Carter Reynolds just made a heck of a play. We don't even have him in our roster, but he knocks down Crowley back at the 30-yard line. That is a loss of almost 10 yards. And Reynolds was in on that previous play on the bad snap. The snap, good. Crowley rolling. Throws it out here. Caught. Short gain. Bring up a fourth and 15 for Northwest.
Tackled by Bobby Willis, but his helmet came off, so he's going to need to leave the field.
Out of town?
Right after East Lansing scored to make it 14-9. Jackson gets the ball back through an interception. East Lansing scores to take a 21-9 lead over Jackson with 8.5 to go in the second quarter.
Mounties have a fourth and 15, and then Lumen has to take a timeout here. They were trying to hustle some people onto the field. Tom?
End of the first quarter, Western and Coldwater were tied at 7. And you have Battle Creek Penfield over Marshall 19-0.
19-0, winless Penfield over Marshall.
Well, Marshall spotted Jackson High 28 points and came back and beat him in overtime. Michigan Center was leading East Jackson 35-0 at the end of the first. Leslie was leading Stockbridge 14-0 at the end of the first. Addison led Napoleon 16-8 very early in the game. And here's a first for us. We sent a correspondent to an eight-player game down at Camden Frontier. Actually, it's at Tekonsha, where Camden Frontier leads Tekonsha 26-8 at the half in an eight-player game. Kind of a slice of Americana down there in Tekonsha.
How about Roseville over Sterling Heights Stevenson, 21-0. Northwest, fourth, about 15. Kick run back by Lumen right down the sideline. Like number, I don't have a 33.
Right there.
Oh, Walker Plate. Very quick.
Just came up. I think he's in the 10th grade. Walker Plate slid right up that left sideline, that far sideline down there. There is a penalty marker at the 45. It's against Titans. I think, again, this is another one of those blindside block situations. Got to be careful on those. It's tough. It's tough to do. I don't know how officials can do it because the rule states you've got to block leading with your open hands.
Herb is just fuming.
He's mad at the player, isn't he?
Maybe.
I don't think he said anything to the official.
Say something to him.
Yeah.
First down, Lumen, 40-yard line.
Well, the guy that delivered the news to him wasn't anywhere near the play. It was not his call.
Kucha down the middle, caught. This will go all the way for a touchdown, 60 yards to Dayton Keller. Northwest just defenseless here. Another strike for Troy Kucha.
Well, he looked real good throwing the ball, and Dayton Keller looked real good catching it. It was just a post right up the doggone middle. So on first and 10 from the minus 40-yard line, they hit him on a 60-yarder. Titans are going to go for two, it looks like, with a 33-0 lead and 5:34 to go in the first half.
So Lumina will try to bump this up to 35. Try to get Konopacki home early tonight. Stay away from that. And they get two. Nick Thomas on the two-point conversion. And it's 35-0. Still 5.5 to go in the first half.
Yeah, the point differential rule doesn't kick in until halftime, so we're under regular timing rules until the
don't tell him that.
Second half starts.
Out of downtown.
Jackson High did come right back and score on a 51-yard touchdown pass from Lance Taylor to Dakota Robertson. Vikes missed the PAT, so with 7:45 to go in the second quarter, it's East Lansing 21, Jackson 15.
Aluminum will kick off here. Action brought to you by Tom Coffee Soft Water, Jackson Area Subway Sub Shops, Able Heating and Cooling, Billy White Roofing, White's Restaurant, no relation, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, Legacy Dry Cleaners, part of our group here tonight. Here's a run back, 30, 35, 40, 45, almost broke it. Lumen had some chalk troops out there on the kick team, and Jamal Case almost popped that through there.
Well, there's also going to be a natural letdown when it's 35-0. Now, we even saw that at the Harper Creek game 2 weeks ago that we did with Northwest. Harper Creek kind of let down a little bit, and that did lead, you know, allow Northwest to have a little bit of success.
Here's Crowley. Keeps it. He rode the fullback through there and got about 3 yards. And again, Lumen has a lot of new numbers out there. Tyler Boland, who normally plays on offense, is playing on defense. Hunter Denton.
Logan Miner on the tackle.
Carter Reynolds. Whistle flag. Lumen has their starting secondary with the exception they're all out there. Stanton, Bradley, Willis, Siciliano. 4:45 to go, first half, 35-0. 5-yard walk-off against Northwest, second and 12. Crowley fakes it, keeps it. He's hit. Breaks a couple tackles, gets away. There's a flag on one of those blindside blocks. Crowley running way down inside Lumen's 20-yard line. There's another flag. I think they're going to call Crowley for getting hit out of bounds. That looked very questionable. So did this flag back here.
If you remember, 2 years ago on a Saturday afternoon, we did the game from the south end zone in the truck. There was some nastiness here. Sideline hits, that sort of thing. Official's got no choice. He's got to call that blindside block. That has to be called. It's a point of emphasis. It's to protect the kids. That's got to get called.
The problem is these crews are going to call it different.
But they have to call it. You can't err on the side of, you know, letting somebody get their bell rung on a play. You've got to get that out of the game. If you want to save football, years ago when they took the block below the waist out, everybody complained. It was easier to see below the waist, but this, you know, you've
got to. That's at least three of them, I believe, tonight.
I don't blame the ref on it. I blame the players and the coaches. You can't do it, so you better back away.
First of all, that's Northwest.
So this will be a replay. Personal fouls on both teams. Yeah, somebody knocked Jeremy Bradley into left field. It looked like from the side. As Crowley was cutting back, and that's when you'll see those types of blocks, Tom, on a broken play.
Right.
And then Lumen, I believe, roughed Crowley out of bounds. So we'll do it again, second and 12. Lumen up 35-0, and Ryan Crowley back to throw, throws it long, and that is incomplete.
Jalen Case, the intended receiver, step for step down there by Giovanni Siciliano.
Pass right on the sideline, probably couldn't have been caught in fair territory. Third and 12.
I think Crowley maybe was surprised that he had that much time to throw it. Halftime score from Coldwater. Western and Coldwater are tied at 14 in a real nice Interstate 8 game. Titans play Coldwater in 2 weeks. Next week, Northwest plays Coldwater.
Crowley out of that. Another bad snap. He scoops it up. He's going to be hit. Down he goes. Nick Thomas. Thomas came off the corner, and I don't know if Crowley ever saw him, and he buried him from the blind side. A sack back at the 38-yard line. Fourth and just about 20. Mounties might be negative yardage here in the first half. It has, oh, this kick almost hit the up lineman. It did roll down and out of bounds at near the Lumen 30.
Well,
33 and 35 nothing. What? Not much to say here.
First line did come back out for the Titans. Looks like a couple of other skilled kids are in there. Troy Cooch is awaiting the play from Coach Herb Brogan. Yes, he'll get it from Sean Brogan upstairs just to our left.
Tanner Martinez for Sam Meisner. Ball's at the 31 of Lumen. Cooch has thrown couple long touchdown passes here in the last about 10 minutes. Hands it off to Harris, and not much there. Harris got out almost to the 35.
Adam Taylor and Miller in for Northwest.
Kamal Harris, junior running back. And we're down to 3:10 to go here in the first half. One of Josh Ankrell's favorite shows, This Week in High School Sports, coming up shortly. Here's a keep for first down. Joe Barrett snuck in at quarterback, the junior. Show great quickness, got out there for about 10 yards or so. There is a marker. Far side of the field.
This is taking forever.
These officials are real slow.
Well, we kicked off at 6:59. It's now 7:59. There's still almost 3 minutes
to go. So after the play, I guess personal fouls on both teams. The play will stand at the 49-yard line.
I didn't see it. where the flag was thrown.
Yeah, it was way.
So you got, but it's that same nonsense that you got away from the play that happened here 2 years ago against these two teams.
Clock runs 2:30. Harris cuts outside, runs away from the defense. Last guy got him, or he was gone for a touchdown. All the way down to the 31-yard line of Northwest. That's a first down. And they're bringing this back. Another penalty.
This is a hold.
We've had more penalties in this first half than we've had all season. 8 o'clock, WKHM Jackson. And we walk it back to the 50. Be first and nine.
Loyal listener Dirk Miller checking in with a Lenawee County score. Lenawee Christian leads Pittsford 14-7 with a couple of minutes left in the first half.
What's their nickname? Harris is loose, and he's going to go all the way for a touchdown. See if we have a flag. That is a touchdown, no flags. Again, Northwest just defenseless here. You know, this is as non-competitive as I can remember, Tom.
Yeah.
This is not good.
Yeah, this is going to be a shame. And
41-0. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Colleen McDonald, extra point. And no problem there. 42-0 Lumen. Take a break. Back in a minute. 970. 101.5 FM.
South Central Michigan Virtual provides an interactive and media-rich education in a student-centered learning environment. Students from kindergarten through 12th grade enjoy the benefits of online learning and in-person certified teachers. Located in the Jackson Crossing Mall, SCMV utilizes state-of-the-art technology to enhance our students' learning experience, including virtual reality field trips. Tuition is free and there are over 1,500 courses available. Enroll today at miscmv.org. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning comes alive.
It's no secret that comfortable employees are more productive than uncomfortable ones. Keep productivity up and your employees motivated by properly heating and cooling throughout the year. Contact the experts at Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. For four generations, Ajax has been designing, installing, and maintaining quality systems for commercial businesses. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, family-owned and operated. Call 784-6149. Online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, the home for indoor comfort.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Denny's Restaurant, Penn Chiropractic, Peterson Jewelers, Northwest Schools, Jamie Grace at Wells Fargo, part of our group here tonight.
Jeremy Bradley in on the tackle, Jalen Case on the return. Bradley on the tackle for Lumen Christi. Minute and 50 left in the first half. Lumen Christi 42, Northwest nothing.
Crowley's going to run an option. Brogan Sullivan chasing him from behind. And about six gold helmets nail him at the 33. That's a gain of one. We're down to 90 seconds to go here in the first half. Halftime, Tom will update you on the out-of-town scoreboard. Jackson High's got a pretty good one going up at East Lansing. Crowley back to throw. Now he runs out of the pocket, goes long down the sideline, and that ball is incomplete. Might have been caught, but he was out of bounds.
Yeah, he's about a step out of bounds down there. I think that was number three. That was Bostwick, number eight on the catch. the numbers for Northwest are a little bit better to see. Actually, they're a lot better. They could be bigger. They're the small font, but at least it's a white jersey with a black number.
They're still hard to read.
Yeah, they're not big enough.
Yeah.
But as opposed to ones that were the home uniforms, which were black uniforms and a black number.
That
which
is
were,
preposterous.
Yeah, they're illegal.
Here's a little pass out in the flat. Lumen missed a tackle. Looks like the Mounties will get a first down here with just under a minute to
but
go.
But, you know, looking around, you do see a lot more of these jerseys and uniforms. Like, Jackson High we saw a couple of weeks ago, the gray with the black number and the orange piping. You see a lot of these off colors. Nothing's better than this Lumen Christi green with the white number, and they're big. They're 10-inch numbers on front and 12-inch numbers on the back.
Crowley, same play out here. Incomplete.
And what's gone away are the TV numbers that they used to put on the shoulder pads.
Walker Plate with the coverage there. Broke that up. Second down and 10, Northwest. 56 seconds left. That's a quick clock operator there. That play took 3 seconds. 3 seconds. That guy's fast. Crowley wanted to throw. Now he runs. He's going to be hit. Picked up about 5 yards out to the 47.
Yeah, Konopacki's only in charge of the score. He's got that thing at 42-0. It's he's got his hands full just racking the score up tonight.
Man, they're calling holding penalties here in the last 30 seconds.
Yeah, I fully understand the blindside block needs to be called even when it's 42-0, but the hold you can let go.
Come on. They walked that all the way back to the 33. Tom?
East Lansing has just taken a 28-15 lead over Jackson High. 3 minutes, 53 seconds left in the first half.
Crowley back to throw. Pass under thrown. Incomplete. Third and a whole bunch, about 21 yards for the Mounties. Northwest should just run a play and let the clock run out and attempt to regroup here. But Crowley's rolling and throwing, and he threw it into the bench. And we have 2 flags down. Crowley is being chased by Cody Callahar, threw it away. And now we have another discussion amongst the officials. Are they just meeting each other tonight?
No, I think they're a crew that works together. I don't think they're a split crew. But there is a lack of officials, you know.
They got to be from Lenawee.
In a couple of weeks, the Columbia game is going to be on Saturday night because they don't have enough officials on Friday to play, so they've moved the game to Saturday. I can't remember exactly who it's against. You look at the CAAC tonight, for instance, at the Jackson High at East Lansing game, they use 7-man crews, so you're starting to really draw the pool of officials.
Now, they just met for 5 minutes.
Yeah, Crowley just winged that thing out of bounds, so that's going to be the intentional grounding call. Mark Sauber just checked in at halftime in the Cascades where he follows Hanover Horton. And it's Hanover 31, Vandercook Lake, nothing at the half.
Save the equipment there, save the equipment here, 42-0.
Well, at Michigan Center, it's now 49-0 Michigan Center. It's not even halftime as Center is beating East Jackson.
Now it's 56-0.
Yeah.
56-0 Michigan Center at the half. Mounties are back to kick, fourth at about 35. They kick it out of bounds. Lumen has nobody back. And that'll die at the 43-yard line.
Hey, at least the Tigers are only down 1-0 in the fourth.
That's awful.
Yanks and Baltimore.
How's my tribe doing?
Yanks and Baltimore tied at 2 in the fourth. Cleveland leads 3-1, bottom of the third. That game last night, that was incredible. Francisco Lindor. And, you know, those were kids you never heard of in that bottom of the ninth before Lindor got up. A couple of those kids had played in Double A.
Yep, Cleveland down 2-1, two outs, bottom of the ninth, two strikes. Comes back and beats Kansas City for 22 in a row, and looks like they're on their way to 23 tonight. Lumen takes a knee. Clock operator will acknowledge that and let the clock run out. And they're singing Merry Christmas here in the stands at Lumen. 42-0 here at halftime. Let's take a three break. We'll be back. 970-1015 FM.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Wilby Transit Mix, family owned for five generations. Jackson's only locally owned ready mix concrete supplier. Wilby Transit Mix sells professional concrete tools and tools for the do-it-yourselfer too. Wilby Transit Mix is a Stonecraft and Dutch quality dealer. They offer a huge variety of cultured stone and have a fully stocked block yard with bagged masonry products. Need driveway gravel? They have it. And other aggregates for delivery or pickup. Wilby Transit Mix, online at wilbytransitmix.com.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
School is back in session, which means kids will be swarming the streets walking to school and crowding the corners waiting for the bus. It also means that we've got to be careful driving through school zones. Drive extra slow and stay alert for children crossing the street. If you approach a bus stop where kids are loading or unloading, stop and wait for the bus to begin moving again. Then keep a lookout for kids walking along the road. Together we can make this school year a safe school year. This message brought to you by the American Title Company.
George, it's cold. Turn on the furnace.
Honey, I think you're going to be cold tonight.
You'd better call Able Heating and Cooling and get that furnace checked before we need it every day.
Call Able Heating and Cooling at 517-568-5522 to schedule a repair or a free evaluation to learn how you can move up to a new level of comfort and efficiency with a highly efficient and reliable York system. Able Heating and Cooling, keeping Jackson County at a perfect 70 degrees. Call 517-568-5522 or visit able-heating.com.
Forget what you know about fours, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. Four dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor-forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the shareable turtle sundae. And don't forget about all-you-can-eat pancakes and the Everyday Value Slam. They're delicious, times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2-4-6-8 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here at Lumen. band doing some Michael Jackson here at halftime. That is the highlight of the first half. 42-0. Troy Kuchar had quite a half. See if they ship the stats down to us, but Kuchar had two long touchdown passes to Dayton Keller. And it's a mismatch. What can you say?
Yeah, you know, three touchdowns in each quarter for Lumen Christie. Kyle Minder on a three-yard run about midway through the first quarter. At the end of the first quarter, Minder had another one-yard run. And then at the very end of the first quarter, Sebastian Tolan had a 39-yarder, that terrific run where he broke all. He didn't really break tackles. He just ran.
He sidestepped about five tacklers, Tom.
Yeah, he looked absolutely fabulous. And he looked like former Titan Pat Kaufman did back in 1978 doing that when the late great sports writer for the Citizen Patriots said that Pat probably couldn't be tackled in a phone booth because of the swivel hips. And that's what Tolan looked like on that 39-yard run.
Which writer was that?
That was John O'Connell, oh. I thought. Then Troy Kuchar, just about a minute later, hit Dayton Keller on a 52-yarder. Midway through the second, he hit him on a 60-yarder. And then Harris scored on a 50-yard touchdown run right up the middle with about 2 minutes to go in the first half. Colleen McDonald's PATs, she was 5 of 6, but Nick Thomas's run on a two-point conversion did give, at that time, the Titans a 35-0 lead, which was important for the point differential rule just to get this over with.
Yeah. This and, should be a quick second half.
And then the Titans did score another one real quick, just on a buck up the middle. And with that, we're here at the half. Lumen Christie 42 and Northwest nothing.
Take a three-minute break then this week in high school sports. We do have a long halftime with homecoming. When we come back here in about 10 minutes, we'll have all the scores from around the state of Michigan. So keep it here. 42-0 Lumen at the half on 970, 101.5 FM.
From autographed memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
We have Dr. Penn here for Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, with concussion such a hot topic of discussion in sports today, where does the work you do fit in?
Well, imagine the force generated to cause a head trauma resulting in a concussion. Now imagine those same forces being transmitted to the neck. That's right. Head trauma causes stress to the spine and nerve system, and chiropractic adjustments take pressure off the nerve system and help speed the natural healing powers of the body.
Go to DocPen.com to learn more and download your gift certificate to schedule a consultation and exam. At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle. Get a 2017 Lincoln MKZ VIN number 3LN6, L5C95, HRC 665-203, stock number 49908, AZ plan lease 280 a month for 36 months, 7,500 miles per year with $1,000 down plus first payment, tax, title, license, and fees with RCL renewal. See dealer for details. All factory rebates to dealer. Offer ends October 2nd, 2017. For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event. From weddings to holiday parties, White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
Life's better with Tom Coffee's Soft Water Kinetico Non-Electric Water Softeners, featuring a twin tank, giving you on-demand 24-hour-a-day soft water with no computers or timers. It's eco-friendly, using about half the salt of a single-tank softener. It also comes with an excellent 10-year unconditional parts warranty. Tom Coffee's Soft Water also has chemical-free filters to remove rust and sulfur odors. Tom Coffee's Soft Water, Jackson County's only authorized independent Kinetico dealer, on Page Ave across from Menards. Look for the Kinetico sign, serving Jackson, Hillsdale, and Lenawee County.
The Jackson YMCA Bus-In Program helps transport kids to the YMCA from local elementaries while helping engage kids in physically active, learning, and imaginative activities that encourage exploration of who they are and what they can achieve. The Bus-In Program runs from Monday to Friday and stops at 6 p.m. The YMCA picks kids up at local elementary schools and takes them to the YMCA. Kids can do various activities such as art, sports, homework help, games, and gymnastics. For more information, go to jacksonymca.org.
Shout out for sportsmanship. Always stay registered, and we need more of it. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. One of the lifetime lessons, perhaps the most important lifetime lesson, taught in school sports is sportsmanship, about doing the right thing. A great parable comes to us today from the recent St. John's Under the Lights Cross Country Invitational. Yes, a nighttime meet where interesting things can always happen. The girls' race featured two all-state performers from last year, Jillian Lang of Goodrich and Taryn Chapko of the hometown Red Wings. During the first lap around the athletic complex in the dark, the front group of runners, Lang amongst them, were headed for a wrong turn.
Like, we're all doing the same thing. We all want to get better. And I like helping people like get better. And so I didn't want people to, this is the first race and they want to feel good about themselves for the rest of the season. Because like, if you have a bad first race, you might start getting down on yourself. I don't want people to be upset, especially with a race that's so much fun.
Though Chapko could have benefited from the error, Lang said her shout-out kept things fair.
She was just being honest in the race, and that's what I like about it, because the kindness really makes the race what it is.
Jillian Lang finished first, Chapko was third, but the big winner was sportsmanship. You can read more about it on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Brighton sophomore Celia Cullen, who had 18 kills and 19 assists in a four-set volleyball win over Heartland last week, and Manistee quarterback Trevor Johns and halfback Byron Jensen, who combined for 485 yards in total offense in a 42-28 football victory over Ludington. Don't grab that energy drink for a quick pick-me-up. Choose a snack with carbohydrates and fluids, like a piece of fruit. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
As Thursday night of Labor Day weekend arrived, with a full slate of games having long been scheduled, a late junior varsity game was added at the last minute. The problem was that most officiating crews had already been assigned to other games months in advance. That's when one of Michigan's most decorated officials, retired NFL and three-time Super Bowl official Dean Look, stepped up to help out. Dean, along with four other area officials, put together a crew for that night so these two JV teams could play. Many officials from our state who have moved up the ladder to the college and pro ranks have kept their MHSAA registration current to help out for nights like this at the last minute.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Visit the MHSAA website now to be a referee. Stories like our feature today on Taryn Chapko's willingness to do the right thing gets a lot of play when it happens. Is that because these sorts of things don't happen often enough? Is it because we've probably conditioned ourselves too much with gamesmanship? The art of seeing what we can get away with in sports without being caught? Is it because helping a fallen opponent up is looked down upon? After all, you don't want to play that nice, do you? Is it because the pregame and postgame handshake lines are seen by some as a place where trouble could be brewing, rather than really congratulating an opponent for their effort? Or can it be that we prepare ourselves so much during the week to defeat our opponent, instead of preparing ourselves to be our best in all ways, including our behavior? Whatever it is, we need more of it. We need more of what Taryn Chapko did one night, every night. We need good sportsmanship more than ever before. Download the Check-In Champ from your app store, and when you go to games, check in for a chance to win up to $2,000 in college scholarships from My Student Aid. Download the free Check-In Champ today. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles last year? Well, over 450 of those vehicles belonged to volunteer firefighters. And because their claims were handled quickly, they were able to focus on what they do best.
It's gonna be all right.
Which was very important to 5-year-old Jenny Wilson. Auto owners insurance, the no problem people.
Call Jill Feierstein, Brandy Fowler, Joe Wolf, or Larry Mazurek at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Does your roof need attention because of bad leaking or damage from severe weather? Turn to the experts at Billy White Roofing. With 22 years of experience, Billy White Roofing provides top-notch guaranteed roof construction, restoration, and leak damage repair for residential homes and commercial buildings. Billy White Roofing, online at billywhiteroofing.com or call Billy White Roofing today at 517-784-0463. That number again, 517-784-0463. Billy White Roofing, the roofing experts.
Legacy Dry Cleaners offers an extended list of cleaning services, repairs, and alterations to ensure the perfect treatment and fit for your textiles. Eco-friendly dry cleaning, blanket and comforter cleaning, UGG boot cleaning, waterproofing. And Legacy Dry Cleaners has an exclusive offer for new customers. Right now, receive $5 off your second order. For a full list of pricing and service, visit LegacyDryCleaner.com. Legacy Dry Cleaners at the corner of Robinson and McCain Road, across from West Winds Church.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back. Lengthy halftime here with homecoming. I did catch the homecoming king, and that was Luke Stanton. I did not catch the queen. We'll see if we can get that information. The playing portion of this event tonight, homecoming, 42-0 for the Titans. Tom has a lot of scores. Well, not good news in East Lansing.
No, it's not. Right before the half, East Lansing scored a couple of times against Jackson High. So at the half, it's East Lansing 38, Jackson High 15. And last check down at Coldwater, Western was hanging in there. But Coldwater has just scored, so with 7:09 to go in the third quarter, it's Coldwater 21, Western 14. Napoleon has come back and taken the lead against Addison. At the half, it's Napoleon 17, Addison 16. I don't even know if this is a halftime score yet, but the last score we had from Michigan Center, they were leading East Jackson 56-0. That was at the half. Also, the other two Cascades games at the half, Hanover Horton leads Vandercook 31-0. And it's Manchester 21, Grass Lake 12. Manchester going for their first victory of the season. Another Interstate 8 game at the half sees Battle Creek Penfield with a chance to upend Marshall. It's Penfield 29, Marshall 14. Penfield also attempting their first win of the season. Halftime score in the Lenawee. Leslie was leading Stockbridge. I guess they're not in the Lenawee anymore. What's Leslie and Stockbridge's conference? The Mid-Michigan, whatever it is. Leslie leads Stockbridge 14-0. In the Big 8,
Vermontville's in there.
Okay. Yeah, that's that Mid-Michigan group that is, they've jockeyed around a little bit.
Olivet?
Yeah, it's not a bad league. In the Big 8, the only score I have in so far at the half is Homer leads Jonesville 21-12. Okay, around the state.
Milling. Hey, Tom, let me get you this one. Columbia 34, Ida came into the game unbeaten, 8 at halftime.
Hold on, Columbia, that would put them at 3-1. So around the state, Millington, which we like to follow a little bit because the Titans played them in the semis a year ago, Millington leads North Branch 27-3. In the Detroit Catholic League, Warren D. LaSalle leads Birmingham Brother Rice 29-0.
Wow.
In eight-man football, Camden Frontier has taken a 26-14 lead over Tekonsha. Bay City Central has a 31-0 lead over Saginaw Arthur Hill. Grand Rapids West Catholic with a 27-0 lead over Spring Lake. It's Grand Rapids Christian over South Christian 16-6. Portage Central leads Traverse City Central 21-20. Sounds like a pretty good one. In the CAAC, St. John's is shutting out Waverly 35-0. Pontiac Notre Dame leads Detroit Universal 35-0. In the SEC, Ypsilanti leads Dexter 27-14. Down in southwest Michigan, Buchanan leads Comstock 18-0. Back up north, Alpena and Cadillac are tied at 7. In Grand Rapids, East Kentwood leads Kalamazoo Loy-Norix 28-10. Gull Lake leads Kalamazoo Loy-Norix 28-6. Monroe Catholics, I don't even know if they've won a game yet.
Yeah, they have.
They're 1-2.
Yeah.
They're trailing Flat Rock 7-6 midway through the third quarter. Zeeland West leads Hudsonville Unity Christian 12-0. That's a pretty good battle up there in the west side of the state. Comstock Park leads Allendale 21-18. Back in the SEC, it's Pinckney over South Lyon 31-16. Also in the SEC, Saline leads Ann Arbor Huron 51-0. On Lake Michigan, Muskegon Catholic over Ludington 41-0. These are all halftime scores. Traverse City West leads Petoskey 31-14. In the Southwest, it's Dowagiac 7, Edwardsburg 6. And St. Louis and St. Charles tied at 14. And we kind of follow St. Louis a little bit because they're one of the few schools besides Northwest that have never made the MHSAA playoffs.
Chelsea leads Tecumseh 21-0. Addison has just scored on a 90-yard pass and run, leading Napoleon 24-17. College football, South Florida 6, Illinois 2 in the first quarter. So two teams back out. Let's take a break. We're back in 2 minutes, and we'll start with the running clock here. 42-0 Lumen on WKHM, WKHM.com around the world.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2017 fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Looking for great gas prices in a location that's open early or late? Then you're looking for an express stop. Fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Stop in while you're there. Grab any size fountain drink up to 44 ounces for only a buck. Express Stop Fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline has 11 convenient locations in the Jackson area. So if you're looking for great gas prices, whether it's early morning or late night, then you'll find just that at Express Stop Fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Express Stop. All you need, all the time.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Wilby Transit Mix, family owned for five generations. Jackson's only locally owned ready mix concrete supplier. Wilby Transit Mix sells professional concrete tools and tools for the do-it-yourselfer too. Wilby Transit Mix is a Stonecraft and Dutch quality dealer. They offer a huge variety of cultured stone and have a fully stocked block yard with bagged masonry products. Need driveway gravel? They have it. And other aggregates for delivery or pickup. Wilby Transit Mix, online at wilbytransitmix.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Grand Rapids Catholic has a powerhouse. They lead 55-0 at halftime over Forest Hills East.
A couple other scores just in. Stockbridge has taken, actually Leslie has taken a 27-7 lead over Stockbridge. At the half, Belding leads Muskegon Orchard View 14-0, and it's Marine City 28 and Marysville 7.
Troy Kucha was 7 of 8, 190 yards, two touchdowns.
Christy Raskowski just checked back in. Coldwater leads Marshall 21-14. Down to 1 minute and 11 seconds left in the third quarter.
Here's the Northwest kick. Run back Lumen. 15-20, 25, 26-yard line. Brock Fitzpatrick on the run back.
Good to see him back playing. He had a little injury problem, and believe that might be the first time he's played this year.
He took a pretty good hit. Joe Barrett in at quarterback. And they've got backup troops in for Lumen. Harris is in the backfield. And here comes Delton Langley. Sounds like a senator. Senator Delton Langley.
He grew up a couple houses down from where I lived over on Union and Grinnell. Good little guy.
Give it to Harris. He broke one toward the end of the first half.
And we talk about this all the time. This is the thrill of the season for these kids to be able to play in these
exactly.
games.
Harris had four carries for 70. Tolan had seven carries for 89. Keller caught four passes for 150 yards, two touchdowns. Second down for Lumen and six. With the backup group in there. And Harris scoots out to about the 34-yard line. He'll be about a yard and a half short of a first down.
Miller,
42-0 Lumen and Marshall next Friday at Albion College. We'll be over at Withington. Jackson High in the big red.
Sexton.
They've won their first three.
And they got Grand Ledge tonight. I haven't seen a score yet.
Yeah, that'll be a beaut. There'll be some hitting in that.
I would think so.
First down, Lumen. That's Harris. Creeps over the 42-yard line. Don't ever stop that clock. 42-0. Barrett in a quarterback that last snap, I believe, was Ryan Painter. Everybody plays tonight. On first down. Good run up the middle. Good job by the Lumen offensive line. They got an excellent push there, this backup group. We got 54, Cooper White, 72, Ian Moran.
Delton Langley, by the way, on a very nice carry there. It's going to be second and four.
7 yards.
Jamal Case on the stop for Northwest.
Quarterbacking is Joe Barrett. He's a junior. And a second down and three. This running play gets just about a yard out to the 45. We're down to 7:40 to go. Third down and two. Attorney Phil Berkmeyer making a rare appearance here. Must be lost. Harris has a first down. Just run that clock. 42-0, Lumen. That was our score at halftime. Seymour Ford Lincoln Orthopedic Rehab, OmniSource, Jackson YMCA, Kraft Insurance Agency, Jackson Public Schools, part of our group here. And Lumen has a first down at their own 47. Michigan Air Force tomorrow, our coverage starts at 11 for the noon kick. Harris, pretty good cut. Got about 3 or 4 yards. Flag thrown in. Likely hold.
Michigan State has the week off. Getting ready to play Notre Dame next Saturday night at 8 o'clock at Spartan Stadium.
Oh, face mask against the Mounties of the 5-yard variety. That gives Lumen a first and a yard. Joe Barrett gets the play from Herb Brogan. And we're down to 6 here in the third, 42-0. If you're just stopping by. Barrett back to throw, and he's going to be hit. Back at the 50. And good job by the Mounties that time. Bring up a second, 7. Tom?
Thank you, Dirk Miller. With 8 minutes to go in the third, Grand Ledge leads Sexton 14-7. You just knew that was going to be close.
Yeah. Ball right at the 50. Run it in. Mounties jump offside. So they get the 5 yards back they just lost.
Offside Mounty, 5 yard cover. Remains second down.
And that brings up a second down and two. We'll have all the scores tomorrow morning. Sports Saturday program for Polly's Country Markets. Denny's Restaurant on Airport tomorrow morning, 8 to 10. That looks like a first down for Lumen, down to the near the 40 with Kamal Harris. Harris fumbled his very first attempt tonight, but he's looked good after that.
Yeah, he had that 50-something yarder, exactly 50-yarder at the end of the first half.
Valuable playing time for the Lumen backup troops here.
And they're doing quite well.
Yeah. They're just grinding it downfield. Delton Langley for a couple. And the clock runs, 3:45 left in the third. Looks like next week we'll be looking at a winless Jackson team against Sexton. As Vikings having their problems really stopping anybody on defense. Second and 8. Harris gets a couple. He's down about the 36.
Yeah, and then the Jackson schedule doesn't help them either. They don't get the two. The two other winless teams besides them are Eastern and Everett, and they don't get to play them until the last 2 weeks of the season.
Harry Moore made the stop there for Northwest.
So by then, it's very difficult to even get the kids to go to practice. And you know, really, it's tough because a lot of times they just don't care anymore.
Yeah, it's
tough. It's...
Down to 2.5 here in the third, 42-0. Third and about 6. Barrett back to throw. Throws it out incomplete. He had Langley wide open. He threw it downfield. I think that was Denton.
I think it was. Tristan Russ from Northwest was right on Barrett as he threw the ball. That's that big kid there in the middle, 71 for Northwest. Good looking up front, but they just.
Fourth down, I can't imagine Lumen will kick here. They'll probably just go for it. Fourth down, they need 7. 1:45 to go in the third. And they just run a little buck off left guard. That'll be short. Northwest will get the football. And Lumen turns it over finally here to Northwest. They chewed up, a lot of clock here. That drive took about 10 minutes.
End of the third quarter, Grand Rapids West Catholic leads Spring Lake 35-0. At the end of the third, it's Coldwater 21, Jackson County Western 14.
Northwest has Crowley at quarterback. They have to take a timeout.
Timeout, Northwest.
And that'll give us a chance to take a quick break here. Back in a minute on 970, 101.5 FM.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics. Featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting with hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics, they can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metals outlet.
School is back in session, which means kids will be swarming the streets walking to school and crowding the corners waiting for the bus. It also means that we've got to be careful driving through school zones, drive extra slow, and stay alert for children crossing the street. If you approach a bus stop where kids are loading or unloading, stop and wait for the bus to begin moving again. Then keep a lookout for kids walking along the road. Together we can make this school year a safe school year. This message brought to you by the American Title Company.
To GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back. Northwest finally has the football here late in the third. Probably the last play of the quarter. Second down. Running play out over the 40. Just short of the, there was a fumble. Lumen says they have it. And they do. Lumen recovered. That'll end the quarter. Lumen recovers a fumble at the end of the third. 42-0. See if we can get this agony over when we come back in a minute. On 970 1015 FM.
The Kraft Agency, your local auto owner's agent, doesn't need a mascot to take care of your insurance. They're more interested in getting to know you so they can understand exactly what you need. By having a local Jackson office, they're easy to meet with and are willing to explain your best options and answer any questions. So remember, when it comes to taking care of your family, don't fall for the gimmicks. Just call the Kraft Agency or visit them online at thecraftagency.com, your local auto owner's agent.
The Jackson YMCA Paragon After School Program takes place at Paragon Charter Academy and helps kids engage in physical activity and learning activities, all while encouraging exploration of who they are and what they can achieve. Kids will participate in activities that help make friends and build character by using the Y's core values of honesty, caring, respect, and responsibility. Homework help will also be available every day. For more information, go to jacksonymca.org.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Lumen Christie pitches the ball to Kamal Harris on first down. He has 5 yards down to the Northwest 36.
Pretty good blocking by these substitute players for Lumen Christie against Northwest. They snapped a couple of head and shoulders back. Just good body-on-body contact.
Ben Hubble, Patrick Lucas in the game. Hubble a senior, Lucas a junior. Cooper White, senior offensive right tackle. Barrett keeps it, gets a first down the sideline. He'll be wedged out of bounds, but a first down.
Just terrific faking there because Northwest jumped on Harris and Langley, who looked like he was going to block, and then quarterback Joe Barrett just put it on his left hip and went down that far sideline.
Barrett real quick. Good. Got about 15 yards there.
Good baseball player, too. Saw him pitch a game this summer. Pretty good athlete. 11th grader for the Titans.
23-yard line, first down. As we approach 9 o'clock. It's about 10 minutes left. And Barrett Dalton Langley inside the 20, 19-yard line.
In the Cascades, Addison has now opened up a 32-17 lead over Napoleon. 11:58 to go, so basically the first play of the fourth quarter. Addison 32, Napoleon 17. Chelsea bumped up their lead over Tecumseh 24-0. And at the beginning of the, at the end of the third quarter, Zeeland West, well, first of all, Zeeland West was leading Unity Christian, but Zeeland East is beating Holland bad. We heard of Holland was supposed to be pretty good. Zeeland East was here. We saw them against Jackson High. It's 34-6 Zeeland East over Holland. So,
I mean, Zeeland East is good.
Yes, they were. Yes.
I'm picking them to beat West.
Hopefully it'll be a Saturday afternoon so we can go up and watch.
There you go.
I've driven to Grand Rapids after doing a game in Grand Rapids, doing the morning show and going back, and even going to Zeeland.
Weren't you picking up a bus? No.
I may still be there.
Third and nine. Dalton Langley has moved. So it'll be third and 14. And they walk it back to the 27-yard line. They've got a clock runner also over on K105.3. That was ugly. Was it center 65-0?
I had 62.
62. We're down to about 8 minutes left in this event. Barrett hands it off. Harris got some good yardage inside the 20. Picked up 10 yards, and it'll bring up a fourth and about five. Out of town.
Yeah, and that is our first final of the night as Michigan Center has beaten East Jackson 62-0.
Couple bad weeks there for EJ. Fourth down here, six. Fake to Harris. Barrett's going to be dragged down right at the line of scrimmage. Quarterback keep out. That time didn't fake anybody, and Mounties take over. 6:50 to go.
Down in Coldwater with 4:33 to go in the game, Western scores. They're behind 21-20, and they went for two and failed. So with 4:43 to go in the game, it's Coldwater 21, Western 20.
Wow. Crowley hands it off. Pretty good running room here out to the 27. Pick up of seven. For Keenan Adams. Rare carry. For Adams. Second three. Pitch to Adams. Turns the corner, gets down the sideline, gets a first down out near the 35.
Clock is running, 5 minutes and 35 seconds to go in the game. Lumen Christi leads Northwest 42-0. And it was 42-0 at halftime.
County National Bank with us tonight. Eatman. Run out of bounds. Pretty late hit over here.
It was. You know, he's a pretty good running back, Eatman.
He had Joe Barrett.
He had several runs there early in the game.
He's a big kid.
Yeah. Timeout.
Are they bringing? No, he stepped out at the 46.
But there is a timeout on the field.
Why would there be a timeout?
Because somebody took a timeout.
Good gravy. 9 o'clock at WKHM Jackson. Well,
they wanted you to get that legal ID, and when it hit 9 o'clock.
We got
o'clock.
It in. Tom Coffee, Soft Water, OmniSource, Lumen Christi Catholic School, Orthopedic Rehab Specialist, Able Heating and Cooling, Jamie Grace at Wells Fargo, Elro Steel on board tonight. Well, there must have been a penalty. They took that all the way back to the 25-yard line. Mounties had it at the 50. Now they're at the 25. They break into the secondary, 35, 40, 45.
Was that Shearer, 24? He's had a good night also for Northwest.
Brandon Johnson with a stop for the Titans. Down to 4.5.
Second down.
That was Shearer, Brandon Johnson on the tackle for Lumen Christi.
Pitch the other way. Lumen lost contain. Adams scoots down for a first down. 45-yard line. Under 4 minutes to go.
A few minutes left in the game. Leslie leads Stockbridge 48-13. And I'm just looking ahead. Northwest plays Leslie game 9.
Ryan Crowley hands off. Big guy's got it. On first down.
Karan Shearer is a good running back for Northwest, tackled there by Joe Barrett.
But they didn't gain much against the starting group. They're getting some yards here. I'd say Lumen has a smallish defensive front.
Yeah.
Crowley out of that gun. Mountie's trying to break the shutout. Good job. Lumen runs up. Eatman got buried right at the line.
End of the third quarter, Muskegon leads Byron Center 49-14. And Cleveland St. Ignatius leads Detroit Catholic Central 38-7, also at the end of the third quarter. There's an injured player on the field, so the clock will stop. A couple other finals in. Grand Rapids West Catholic has beaten Spring Lake 41-0. Water Valete, another Lumen Christi playoff opponent from a year ago. Water Valete beat Goebbels 54-6. Monroe Catholic tightened it up a little bit. It's Flat Rock 14, Monroe Catholic 12 late in the game. Jackson High has just scored. So, with 2:35 to go, that's still 2:35 to go in the third quarter. East Lansing leads Jackson 38-22.
Our man Dalton Langway shaking up, but he's okay. He trickled off. They said he will live. He'll live to play again. Adams outside. Ooh, got hit hard. About the 38, 39-yard line. That's as hard as Northwest has hit anybody tonight, right there.
Joe Barrett Johnson, 52, Brendan Doan over there on the tackle.
2.5 to go. Fourth down, it's about 2 here for the Mounties. They don't get it. Lumen can run the clock out and get the shutout. Led 42-0 at halftime, and it looks like that might well be the final here tonight. 1:50 to go. Ball's at the 37.
This is the halfway point of the Lumen Christi season. They're only playing 8 games this season. They're going to go to 3-1, and this is halfway.
Wow.
They only need 2 more wins to qualify for the playoffs, because when you play 8 games, you only need 5 wins.
Right.
And you can even make it at 4-4 as an additional qualifier. Think of that for a second.
Lumen take a couple knees here and get to that fall festival.
That's right, on your way home, isn't it?
Langley will be on that tilde whirl tonight. Yeah, right. 50 to go. Anything, Tom, on that Marshall game? Anything new on that?
Last I had was the halftime score. Penfield was leading Marshall 29-14. The barn burner is the one at Coldwater, where Coldwater leads Marshall 21-20 with about 4 minutes to go.
Western.
Coldwater leads Western. Western. If you saw my score sheet right here, you'd see why.
That is the neatest score sheet I've ever seen. Penfield 42-21. Wow, Penfield was 0-3. This one's over, 42-0. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back and wrap things up here. From Lumen Christi, Titans went on homecoming, 42-0. That was our halftime score over the Mounties of Northwest.
This is Brad Bullinger, fourth generation of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the Jackson community for their continued support over the past 70 years. As a proud Jackson resident, I look forward to serving you for all of your heating and cooling needs, and will strive to carry on the family tradition for years to come. Please give us a call at 784-6149 or visit our website at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
The Jackson YMCA Paragon After School Program takes place at Paragon Charter Academy and helps kids engage in physical activity and learning activities, all while encouraging exploration of who they are and what they can achieve. Kids will participate in activities that help make friends and build character by using the Y's core values of honesty, caring, respect, and responsibility. Homework help will also be available every day. For more information, go to jacksonymca.org.
The Kraft Agency. Your local auto owner's agent doesn't need a mascot to take care of your insurance. They're more interested in getting to know you so they can understand exactly what you need. By having a local Jackson office, they're easy to meet with and are willing to explain your best options and answer any questions. So remember, when it comes to taking care of your family, don't fall for the gimmicks. Just call the Kraft Agency or visit them online at thekraftagency.com. Your local auto owner's agent.
To GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Hey, the votes are in. Austin Maynard, our Subway Sub Shop player of the game. Kind of an undersized, very effective offensive lineman for the Titans. Austin Maynard, our Subway Sub Shop player of the game.
Think about what he's done. He's the left guard. He pulls right on most of those power trap type plays off the right. And then Minder's two touchdowns were
right over him.
Yeah, fullback dives at six, and he's at the six hole as the left guard, and he's been pretty much doing that every night for the past couple of years.
Yeah, honorable mention, Troy Kucha had a outstanding game tonight for Lumen as they, well, this is just simply a mismatch, 42-0 at halftime. So we'll have all the scores tomorrow morning from 8 to 10, but Tom's going to update us here on what we have. We're kind of waiting, holding out hope that Western could get something done in the last couple minutes, but it looks like Coldwater's got the ball late.
Yeah, Western was down by a point, had the ball, threw an interception, so Western did have a chance right at the end with a couple of minutes to go, but Coldwater did intercept them.
So one more shot at the out-of-town board, Tom?
Well, Jackson High scored, and they're only down by two touchdowns now. It's East Lansing 38, Jackson High 22, with 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Mentioned Coldwater was leading Western by a point very late, but Coldwater does have the ball. Napoleon scored with 3 minutes and 16 seconds left, went for two and did not make it. So with 3:16 to go in the game, Addison leads Napoleon 32-30.
Wow.
A final was Michigan Center 62, East Jackson nothing. Hanover Horton leads Vandy with a couple of minutes to go, 48-0. And the last I saw was the halftime score. Manchester was leading Grass Lake 21-12. A couple of finals in. Grand Rapids West Catholic has beaten Spring Lake 41-0. Leslie was leading Stockbridge late 48-13. And Battle Creek Penfield was beating Marshall 42-21. I don't know if that's a final, but that's getting right down to the end of the game. Another final score, Flint Carmen Ainsworth has beaten Flint Powers 41-0. Chelsea has a 24-0 lead over Tecumseh. Water Valley beat Goebbels 54-6. Marine City was leading Marysville 28-7. And Dan Crowley just checked in. It's now the beginning of the fourth quarter, and it's still East Lansing 38, Jackson High 22.
Top of the sixth inning, Cleveland, Kansas City 3-3. Tigers are 1-1 tonight. Catch that game on 101.9 FM.
I'm following Western Panthers on Twitter, and on fourth down with 20 seconds left in the game, Coldwater had to punt, and Raskowski blocked the punt and returned it for a touchdown.